It's homecoming week at EDCO. We are enjoying our conversations with the Viking student body, and I'm being joined by
Megan Pierschbacher.
Now, Megan, you're in the band, but you said something off the air that I thought was fascinating. This is one of the first years that you guys are actually implementing a marching band in a number of years. How does that feel?
It's very, very cool to be able to just learn everything new. We've done drumline for the past, since I've started high school. And so just being able to learn like this whole new world of excitement is just beyond amazing. I'm really enjoying it. When Mrs. Pierschbacher announced that we are going to be doing marching band, I personally was not very excited. But once we've gotten going, I actually really enjoy it, and I'm really glad we're bringing that back to EDCO.
Now, you play flute, though, so you weren't necessarily a part of the drum line unless you were doing some other rhythm.
Yes, for drum line, in previous years, we'd actually bring our regular instrument, so I'd bring my flute, plus the drum we were also playing. So we learned. So like my freshman year, I played snare, but then last year I played the quads. So I'd have to haul my flute along with my drum. So pregame, we do national anthem and our fight song. But then during halftime, we'd put on our harnesses and walk out there and start performing that instead.
Marching with a flute, a lot lighter than marching with a quad.
Very much so. I am very glad I chose flute back in fourth grade.
But now, as you are being introduced to this, is the idea that maybe you'll do some field competition as a marching band, or is it just kind of just getting used to the idea of being a marching band in this manner?
This year, our main focus is just to get back into marching band. The hope is in future years, we will start being able to go to those competitions and compete some more. But right now, we're just trying to get the basics down, and we're putting together a show, which at the homecoming game will be the first time the public gets to see the full show put together.
So that's probably going to be the most exciting part about your homecoming then this week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that very, very much.
So what about some of the other events or days? Do you guys have dress-up days?
We do. We have some dress-up days throughout the week. I believe Monday is Dress as Your Favorite Teacher / Adam Sandler Day. Tuesday being Disney Character Day. Wednesday being anything but a backpack. Thursday being pink for our pink night that night with volleyball to raise money for breast cancer awareness. And then Friday being spirit day.
So what is going to be the day that you are most excited to debut your outfit?
We're actually really looking forward to Disney Day.
Are you going to go full on princess, or what are you going to do?
I honestly don't know yet, but knowing me, it's most likely going to be a princess.
There you go. Well, any predictions on the game?
They've got to win.
There you go. And more precisely, you're going to hit all your notes, right?
Hopefully.
Well, we hope you have a great homecoming. I'm looking forward. I hope somebody catches it on video, the halftime, because I'd love to be able to see EDCO band out on the field marching for the first time in a number of years. That sounds so exciting. We are here at EDCO celebrating homecoming. I invite you to make sure you're joining us online at kmch.com.